Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, I'm sailing, yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
All right, take three. It's been since we've done this. Yeah, we're like Harlan. It's been so long since we've done this. It's out of practice. It's only been 2 weeks though.
It's been a busy 2 weeks here at the Thomas household.
Yeah, we got through it though.
We did with a lot of. It wasn't easy at all, for sure. Just centering. I think centering your kid, you know, and like catering to your kid. How do I say this? I'm sounding selfish. like it takes a lot of humbling. Like you're trying to support your kid and what they love and do. And
let's get it out of the way. Fuck them kids. All right.
I don't support everything he says, Joel.
You know who does?
Who?
Earthquake. Earthquake. This. If you go to Netflix and watch Earthquake stand-up comedy. He basically stole all my material.
He did.
All my material.
Right down to the colonoscopy story.
Prostate exam.
Prostate exam, sorry. So similar.
Both up the butt. But yeah, the kid stuff, just his general take on life.
he was you. He did a good job with it, though. Yeah. He did a great job with it.
I wish it was longer. I think it was only half an hour.
I don't know.
I'd like to go see him if he comes. Guys, we got some stuff coming up. We're going to go see Bert.
Yes.
I'm going to go see Tom. Mm. We're trying to plot some kind of summer vacation. Just all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff. So
our daughter's living a way better life than we are right now.
She is.
She just went and saw Billie Eilish.
She has had like a huge 3 weeks. Like I wonder what... Is there going to be like some emotional fallout from the highs of everything?
Oh, we're gonna humble the shit out of her. She's gonna be scrubbing baseboards.
Cinderella, little Cinderella syndrome.
Listen, I don't know how people treat their kids.
I don't.
But like, she needs to be knocked down a few pegs.
I don't think she needs to be knocked down a few pegs.
Well, we agree to disagree, lady.
I think she is pretty. After talking to folks. I think she's pretty on par with her peers.
Let me just say, I don't care about her peers. I ain't raising her peers.
Okay. All right.
I'll knock him down. Hey, if you need your kid knocked down, send him to me. If you're having the same issue, send him to me.
And what he's saying is a lie because he is lying out of his lie hole.
What do you mean?
You are the reason.
Listen, just because I created that mess, don't mean I can't be the one to change it.
You are the reason our kids are the way they are. Harlan today.
How dare you?
Today, Harlan was like, I want chicken strips. And Gary's like, no. Like, I'm just like, give him, just walk away. He's had food. Gary puts on his shoes and goes to Kroger and buys that little butthole chicken strips.
Then, and I would do the same for you.
You would. I'm an adult. I'm fine. I'm doing well.
Fair enough, but you haven't fed yourself in like at least
that's a lie.
Six years.
I cooked my own self dinner tonight.
What you cooked tonight?
Air fryer food.
Let's see.
That's fine. I ate. I'm fine. Anyway, I cook my lunches every week.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Cook them. Spread some salad mix and some chicken in them.
I don't know what this is about. And what, like,
I'm just saying you prepared them. Is that fair to say?
And I have fed myself.
Yeah.
Based on that. But then also Harlan's like, I want the phone. And I have explicitly created this environment today where he was like.
How was that working out for you?
It was fine.
Oh, yeah.
It was fine. I just ignore it and we move on.
He's a little velociraptor screaming about everything.
I just move on. You, however, like even our freaking therapists call you good cop.
Listen, that's
But you did the same thing with Charlie.
I don't remember that. I was.
This doesn't mean you didn't do it.
I was battling addiction then.
What addiction?
Her affection. And I ain't getting that no more.
And
so
now you're pissed because she shows like normal, pretty average, like teenage behavior. Say that much. There's times when she's a little much. But
yeah, between the hours of 7 a.m. and 10 p.m.
That's not even true.
That's
however. Anything. And Gary is ready to like rehome her. Angry. She's the most ungrateful child ever.
Hey, I
like,
gotta get off her right now. She out of here.
How did
like
we
the get, circus call? Be like, hey, we saw her in her play. She's amazing. We'd like for her to go on the road. Yes. Where do I sign? Get her out of here. Good luck. If you come back the bearded lady, I'll still love you, but you gotta go on tour for a year.
He won't see one single show that she does though. That's for sure.
Why?
You don't like going to see her and support, and you're like, eh.
I went to her twice in her play.
That's true. That is true.
So, I mean, just because I don't, like, who wants to go watch your kid swim? That's
parents.
The only thing.
Parents do that support their kids.
Well, I see her swim all summer in the pool. There's no difference. She's still just as slow. Don't care.
Carrie.
I speak in truth. She is built like me. I'm sorry. Like, we are one and the same. We're not winning any races.
Oh, my God. Anyway, on this episode of how to give your kids some sort of insecurity,
if anxiety, I haven't done it by now, then it's impossible.
It's been done. So you've effectively, like, built her up as the greatest thing ever. And then, like, you know what?
It's like the military. You build them up, or you break them down to build them back up again.
Okay, you
I built
it backwards.
Her up. I'm breaking her down.
Hey there,
I
dyslexia.
Her yeah.
You did it completely backwards. You didn't get the memo on that.
There's no handbook on how to raise children. I should have been had to take a test.
There are actually multiple handbooks on how to raise children.
From who? Experts? What the fuck? Their kids probably smoke crack. They write a book and they got kids in jail right now. I don't give a damn about what they say. Dr. Dobson.
No, we don't support him. Too. We do not support him. I don't know. We don't focus on the family. It's just fine. Oh, I love you, but wow.
I just had a lot of this built up for
you. Have. You're going to have to.
I just need to get drunk. Let's get
is that
drunk.
It? No, I got things to do
people,
tomorrow.
Listen, I could take
we know. We don't care. Though. I don't. Look at me.
Let's take some call-ins.
How have you been these past 2 weeks, Gare?
Full transparency, it's been a roller coaster. I get stressful, you know? Hell, you get a touch of depression, a little, you know, lack of motivation. You sit around, you just,
Waller,
it's hard.
Waller in your own feelings.
You know, you just hang out with Harlan, and then I just feel myself becoming a four-year-old. I'm like, shit.
Becoming.
I'm into this fucking PBS Kids for the 19th time.
So we have.
Oblar.
Have we talked about the potty training? We talked about that, right? We've podcasted since then, or have we not?
No.
I don't think we have.
No, he started potty training right after our last podcast.
Yeah. So we have done.
We're finishing our second week.
It is feast or famine with us.
I wouldn't say that.
We decided, not in a positive way, though. It was a really crazy week in that Harlan starting potty training alone should have been blocked out on our schedule and the only thing happening in our lives. We weren't ready.
Well, hold on. Put in some context. So when you look at the week laid out, Monday, so we have to be home with the little bastard and his behavior therapist, who are amazing. Like,
yes.
These ladies love Harlan probably more than I do. That's not true. But like they love him just as much. Sometimes I feel like there are probably times where they're like, man, take his kid home. But so they're in our house. So Abby takes the first day.
And it is, they're not, it's not like we're taking turns. The three of us are not going to take turns. It is me. Like they modeled it. And they're like, all right, Mama, get him there. Excuse me. So, you know, it is straight up.
I mean, it's not rocket science.
Rocket science, but.
I mean, we had every candy, gum, block, like.
But by.
Like we're trying to.
But listen, we are doing this
trap every, a leprechaun or something. We had all the Lucky Charms.
15 minutes. We start out every 15 minutes. Every 15 minutes. And then if he goes three times without an accident, you're allowed to bump it to 20. Like the most we got up to was 25 minutes in between takes. So by noon, he's like, screw this. And so it is like you're pulling out candy toys. At one point, I was sitting on the floor. I was coloring it. I was exhausted by the end of the day. But I think... I don't know if it was that day afternoon. Gary comes home. He's like, wait, we got to keep going. I was like, yes, we have to keep going. And, you know, he hasn't seen any of this. And it's a pretty intense, it sounds simple, but you got to get him in there. And he has no attention span. You're supposed to keep him in there for 5 minutes, engaged into the potting for 5 minutes. So Gary comes home and he's like, he takes Harlan once. Lets him roll in real fast because the pizza.
No, I took him once. Oh, then. Normal. And yeah. Then we're getting ready to eat. I was like, hey, let's knock this out. And he goes in there, whips it out, pisses real quick. He's like, done. I was like, all right, cool. Let's go. I was not on board with the whole.
And it wasn't like in the time frame. And yeah. So the next time I take him.
Trying to get it out the way.
Yeah. Next time I go, he's wet. He thinks that he can just like do a drive-by pee. And I'm like, no, no, no. And then. We have an accident, and Gary looks over. I distinctly remember Gary looking over at me, going, "Perhaps I messed this up a little bit." I'm like, "Yes, this is intricate," and so it's his day the next day, and so he stays home.
Great, like the first 4 hours was great. I got little Emily with me, who's mm-hmm. awesome. Harlan's doing great. She leaves for a lunch break, so we got an hour between. Until Miss Debbie comes, who's also awesome. Harlan's been like one accident the whole morning. Mm-hmm. So it's awesome. I mean, she probably didn't even turn the key over in her car before he just shits his pants and just shit for the next hour straight. Like, man, you holding this, bro? What are you doing? So like we have all, I went through every pair of underwear he had. Like I'm washing them and drying them so I can get them like in rotation.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Debbie comes and he keeps going. All this, also, this day, Abby's Aunt Jemaine passes away. Yep. She's going to the visitation that night. Oh, guess who gets to take their daughter to the swim meet in the middle of all the play stuff going on, or to a swim banquet? So we get
Miss Alicia
to come watching. I go to the swim banquet. Which is, let me tell you.
By then, now I'm home.
Lainey Neal, bless you. Mm-mm. Them kids, like, here.
No, I'm getting to Gary, because he has not attended many of the swim meets, doesn't know anybody. And I'm just getting, like, random commentary from him. And he's wanting, like, to write. He's like, now they're making up their own awards. Oh, my God. And so I'm like, have you not been to a high school banquet? Like,
yeah. Like, I went to, when you were coaching, I went to those.
I don't recall.
Of course you don't. You don't remember what happened this morning.
I do too. Just don't. Years ago, it's hard. So it was rough. Gary had a rough go. The only good thing in all of this is potty training wears Harlan out.
Yeah.
So he is in bed.
He's a tired little pup.
By 7, there is no questions asked. We're showering, putting on the last pull up. Also, we're like, if we wrap this up by 7, we get to put a pull-up on him
mm-hmm.
and call it a night, and it's working.
Yeah, he's...
So...
But now, like, when he wakes up, again, every day, the first little bit, he's good to go.
Uh-huh.
But y'all have potty trained your kids, you know. We're just doing this ABA way, and it's very...
So we're doing that. That alone was intense. We also, you know, unexpectedly, my aunt passes away in the funeral, and visitation or the visitation's Tuesday, funeral's Wednesday, and you know, that in and of itself, you know, kind of that's
a big week regarding in its own.
That by itself is a lot. You know, you're with family, and not that the grieving for me in this moment wasn't so much about me, but about like my cousins, and this is my aunt who is the same age as my parents, and you start feeling your feels, and then you don't have time. Like, you got to get home and your kid.
Yeah, like Charlie's doing two plays a day at school.
And she's got to get up at 5:30 and we have to have stuff ready to go.
Yeah.
And I still have to teach and then make, you know, how to make sub plans for one day. And that was just.
I got to work too.
Gary also works. He does attend the office. And
then, in all this, and like, if we could have broke the three, like, spread this out among 3 weeks,
it would have been fine.
Oh,
it would
have been perfect.
But by the end of the week, like we were, by Sunday, it was like things get lost in communication. We're not seeing each other. We're not even going to bed at the same time because Harlan has taken to the couch.
And is asleep at sundown.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
That's wonderful. And then, you know, you've got to do a load of laundry now. Because now we got to wash all of his underwear and have those ready for school the next day because they're going to continue the process there. And he has to have enough clothes in case he has accidents. And also Charlie needs to be showered and she's coming home in full ass purple makeup down to her neck and, you know, just trying to get her. And she just, emotionally, it's a lot for her to like pull that off. And that's a lot.
Pay the cost, be the boss.
I mean, she is doing more shows than like people on Broadway do in a week. So, as a lead, and I'm trying to make sure she stays healthy and well, and she's supposed to be doing homework. She's not doing that. And we were just, as husband and wife, like barely roommates and going through a lot and not even be able to communicate and talk about that. And I think it kind of comes
to a head. It was stressful.
Comes to a head by the weekend and.
And then your family and friends.
Yeah, family and friends are coming in.
Like, everybody's like, you got, I don't know.
So.
But I'm thankful that, like, Friday night, my mom brought a bunch of friends to the play.
Yes.
Your family came Saturday. Shout out to the tripod who brought his family on Sunday.
I mean, that's.
You know, and Micah and Aunt Hattie came. Yeah.
We had, you know, family, my Aunt Kathy, Uncle Rick, Tammy
came.
And
so you're gone all day. Like you work all day Friday. Somebody's got to go Friday night. There's two shows on Saturday. Sunday, it was a whole cluster bomb. I was there from 1 until almost 6.
Right. And then they have to strike until 7. And then
that's theater term for a cleanup.
Then there has to be a cast party. They want to go eat together. It's tradition. Also, middle school kids. Middle school kids at the end of anything. Now think middle school drama kids at the end of anything. My favorite moment of this, like kids are crying. And I told Charlie, I'm like, listen, we've been to these last shows before on Sunday. Eighth graders get up there and they sob and snot. I love you. This is emotional. Keep that shit in check. Well, she gets up there and she's giving a gift to the assistant director who is really kind of taking her under her wing this year and kind of breaks up because she's, you know, thanking her. And I'm like, get it together. Because then I start crying. The best is.
And I'm just hot and bothered.
The best is Jason's mom, who knows not a soul.
Yeah.
None of these people other than Charlie Thomas on that stage. She's crying with me. And I'm like, yes, ma'am. That is my people.
Yeah.
So. We backstage. So imagine that's a little emotion on stage. The kids are all backstage. They are boo-hooing.
Bunch of wusses.
Boo-hooing. I walk by this one kid. He's awesome. He's hilarious. And I'm like, he's got tears in his eyes. Just kind of stare. Go like, hey, man, how's it going? He was like, yeah, I don't know. It's like, this is strange. I'm like, things are strange, man.
Yeah. Trust me, you haven't peaked. This is just
this is just one strange moment in your life, dude. But I just thought that was the best answer. I don't know. This is strange. I'm like, it sure is.
We survived.
We survived. And now you just spend the week kind of like playing catch up and get on it. We do better. We have cooked at home
every night this week.
Every single night, and that is amazing. Whatever we had in the cabinet,
I cooked.
Gary has cooked. I've helped.
You made gravy.
I made gravy. I have offered.
Wait. You made instant gravy. You boiled water and threw a packet in there and whisked it around.
I made Instapot chicken.
For you.
For us. We all tasted it and ate
it. Oh, yeah.
It
was good. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Even though I don't
so we got this Instapot and it's kind of intimidating.
I don't know.
It talks to you.
So many buttons. So at one point it just told me, OH. I'm like, what does that say? He's like, oh. I was like, that doesn't seem right. I don't know what that means.
Abby was scared to take the lid off because of all the pressure.
It's wild. I don't know. I'm reading the brand name instructions online.
Abby had a birthday through.
Oh, yeah. By the way,
Abby,
I had a birthday.
Yeah.
I got to celebrate for 30 minutes on Friday. It was great.
Harlan saying, if you've not seen the video on Abby's face, Harlan saying happy birthday. He pushed through happy birthday with, we were trying to eat better. So I didn't get a full-blown birthday cake. I got cupcakes. So Abby's got candles and a cupcake. And Harlan helps her blow out the candle. He's like, thank you. He's like, you're welcome. Where's Harlan's cake?
You're welcome, guys. Where's Harlan's cake? Oh, I die.
So we had to, I'm like, I got you.
Got you some cake, man.
Abby has a massage. So she didn't want anything big. But I know between now and the end of the school year, with prom and everything, she's going to need a little relaxation. So I got her a massage, and it came with an essential oil scalp rub, which isn't for me, but I feel like it's good for her.
I think you'd like it. You like your hair being rubbed?
No.
I get to rub your hair and head.
No.
I do too. Like on the back of your neck?
Yeah, that, but I don't like want my scalp rubbed.
I like to do your temples.
That's when I have a headache.
Oh, my God. Be a little bit more bitchy there.
I'm not. I'm just saying that you said you think I would like it. And I'm telling you I wouldn't.
Okay. All right.
But maybe I would like one of those deep, hard massage. I don't want, a soft massage.
Stand up on the table and, just.
I thought about cupping. Have you seen that?
Yes, I have.
I thought that would be cool.
I don't know. It looks weird.
Acupuncture? You'd be down for that?
100%. 100% would do that. I want to do the deprivation tank.
Yeah.
There's one in Lexington. Let's go. I can get Groupons for that all the time. Would you do it with me? Because there's a couple's deprivation tank.
I don't know. You don't know how you're going to react to that.
What do you mean?
It's supposed to, some people don't react well to it.
I think everybody just chills, right?
I don't know. If we get a hold of some psychedelics.
I was saying something about that, and a kid was like, what if... you're in there and you fall asleep, you don't wake up. I'm like, wait, you mean what if you die? Did you just ask what if you die? Then you're dead.
Yeah. It's,
somebody takes you out of the different.
You a floating corpse.
Yeah. And you float, so.
Well, float
they
down
say the
here.
Funniest things. Oh, my God.
So, yeah. So now we've been on this trek to eat healthier.
Mm.
So Abby's showing some just eat it dumpster
diving. That's not about healthy eating.
No, I'm just saying, she's like, we should do this. It's like people getting food out of the dumpster and shit. But then when she says this, immediately on my TikTok, there's this woman talking about don't look down on me. It was a load of cookies.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, look, these are good until 2023. Yep. And I was like.
Yeah, it's wild. We are starting a consumerism unit, and I'm kind of pumped about it because it's things I've not read about before. So I get to learn with him. That always makes me excited. And I'm building the unit. I'm building the articles for the fast fashion part of it, talking about brands like Shein and H&M and these people who
Is it Shein or Sheen?
I think it's Shein.
Shein?
Yeah. But anyway, really thinking about, I hate, this word has been so freaking overused lately, but supply chain. And where things all start and where it, comes from. And I don't think about that. And when you go in and you pay really low prices for a product, and that obviously has a big cost, and it's on the planet more than anything. And
mostly China.
Well, and the the unethical treatment of people who are making these, you know, clothes and,
oh,
and,
yeah,
and pushing this out. So anyway, we start kicked it off with something kind of, we wanted something to get their attention. They also just took the ACT. So we wanted like to ease into something, not throw like a bunch of articles at them because they have read and read and read up until this point. So we watched this documentary and at first the kids are like, did she just say they're going to go dumpster dive? Did she say they're going to eat off discarded food? I'm like, yes. So they're instantly like, gross. I got this one kid. He's gray. He's like gagging. And I'm like, dude, it's not that. It's not
the half-eaten burger from Applebee's.
Like in their head, that's what they are doing.
But to be fair, in my head, that's what it is.
It is, but it's not at all. The first haul that they get is a brother is moving and they go to his house and because he's going to get rid of all this food and they take what's good in the fridge still and take it and it's not, nothing is expired.
I just think of Joe Exotic getting the big load of expired meat from Walmart and feeding to the tigers.
Yes.
And then he was feeding people that.
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking about.
No. They also talk a lot about like the only thing that the federal government makes you put an expiration date on is
food.
Nope. That's not an expiration date.
Milk.
Nope.
Meat.
Nope. I thought it was meat too. Baby formula. Nothing else is an expiration date. It is only a, this is fresh by, this is at its peak quality, according to them. And a lot of times that is way ahead of when it would actually go bad. So this couple does all this research and they...
For once, I trust the people putting that on there. Like if they say it's good by then, I
not
good,
but the, but it's not. So the amount of food we waste is crazy. Like I got really emotional. I don't know why. They show this farm. It's a lot of this comes from markets, your name, you know, your big box markets wanting foods to look a certain way, aesthetically pleasing.
Do you remember the big, like when, I can't remember, it was on 2020 when we were kids, when they were like adding color to the meat, like like expired meat in grocery store, changing the date and making it look redder or whatever it is.
So fruits and vegetables and your produce and stuff needs to have a certain look. And like this one guy goes to a banana place, farm, I guess it's a farm, and truckloads of bananas are getting hauled out to go to the waste. Because they are not the perfect symmetrical color with, you know, they're perfectly edible, but they don't look.
I'll just be fair, a lot of stuff's edible that I wouldn't touch with your tongue. Oh my God.
So anyway, the celery, so this guy goes in the celery field and like instantly off the top, you cut off the stalk, right? And you get to the celery heart. And then you got the people, like the machine's doing that. And then the people walk behind it and they're taking off the stalks from the outside. And then after that, you cut off the bottom and like, in a you know square foot of space, you've got like pounds, like 3 or 4 pounds of product that's perfectly edible, but it doesn't fit into the bag that they produce. So he tried, like, you know, he's just a local farmer. He tried to like hire people to like do something with those other pieces. He's like, that'd be great for like stews and stuff like this, but freezing it, and it's not the cost of getting people in there to pick that up and do something with that. Isn't worth, you know, getting that product out there. So that, and then they like pan out and you see this huge field of all this wasted food and you're like, damn, that's one farm. Like that's one area that's
ain't nobody trying to eat no celery top.
Jesus. What is wrong with you?
I'm just saying like, what is wrong? There's a reason.
That is an example. That is one example. They go through peaches and they show all the foods and like,
millions of peaches. Peaches for me.
So bad.
That's
so
a bruised peach. We can't
so this
sell
couple
it.
Gets out into dumpsters and they find out like grocery stores do not throw out as much, but they do go into grocery stores and they look at like when people are calling the product, like it's coming off the shelf, you know, kind of like that lettuce that I got for.
Like, oh, that made you sick. Yeah. Go ahead.
I think I had a stomach bug. It was still good. It was not.
Would you eat it again?
I would. I've eaten the same bag of salad the very next week. I got it. So they were going to like wholesale places and it is insane what they find. It's perfectly good. It's high quality food, but it gets to this point. He finds these boxes of chocolate bars and he's like, we've got a score. And puts it.
We've hit the mother load.
Shoves it to his mouth. He's like, wait, wait, what if it was recalled? Then he goes and like, it's not. And he's like, all right, and continues eating. But they get so much food and he actually ends up gaining weight because like in it's a full-time job, like thinking about what do we have that we have to eat now? So they start a
list. That's an awful mentality.
Well, like they started a list of like, okay, we've got the kale and the eggs like need to be eaten today or the next 2 days. But it's all about this, you know, we cannot waste it. We cannot waste it. What would that be? But they go through this whole thing for just 6 months. They end up only spending $200 for 6 months on food. And a lot of that was like going to grocery stores and, you know, getting the bananas. Liquor. Getting the bananas that were on the shelf that you couldn't, that nobody would buy.
Yeah, because once they go black.
You can still buy. There's a tiny. Have you ever seen the shelf at Kroger where the?
Yeah, that's the one they let you eat in the store, though.
No. I know what you're talking about. When you turn the corner, almost going to the bread, there's a little tiny shelf, and it's like bags of like citrus, just all citrus fruits, and they're 80 some cents, but they just don't look pretty anymore. That's it. Or tomatoes, they just don't look pretty anymore. So I've brought that stuff home before.
I'm sure you have.
So anyway, $200 over 6 months.
Be all right.
And they even like get to one point where they got so much like friends are coming over to like shop at their house and they make a huge score of chicken.
Where are they at though in the country?
This is in Canada.
Of course it is.
I don't understand what that's supposed to mean. If you get on TikTok right now, there are tons of people in the United States that are dumpster divers. Like New York has like a whole thing of people who go dumpster diving at night. And they
you
like
go to Kroger tonight and see what they got.
I don't think they throw stuff out. I think we'd have to go to like somewhere else.
Like where?
I don't know.
Walmart?
No.
Save a lot.
I've always heard. Have you ever heard that like when Walmart throws food out, they like cover it in something so you can't sue?
Yeah. So like people can't get it, get sick. And then be
right.
Like,
so one of the guys on the documentary said like never, ever, ever has he ever heard of a situation where somebody gave food out. Like they just said, okay, here we have like all these donuts left over. Let's go give it to somebody. And someone's suing because they got sick. Like that's never happened. So that's just like a myth that like corporations tell themselves so they don't feel guilty for, you know, being wasteful assholes. Huh. It's interesting. It does make you mindful of how much, you know, we throw out all the time.
So at work, I've been pretty much strictly carnivore. Me and Regan have done, like, I got a hamburger patties and just ate those for a week. Last week was just breakfast. And so in our research, like, come across, like, anybody that wants to go, any diet works if you do, right? Like,
sure.
Any diet, if you put in the work and the effort, it'll, you know, as long as it's calories in versus calories out.
So what was the appeal of carnivore then, if that's the truth?
So when people get sick, most doctors recommend like an elimination diet. Mm-hmm. And almost when you eliminate everything but meat, like, but animal products, like most animal products are anti-inflammatory, all this stuff. So, but it's whatever, like it's a niche trendy thing. And it works if you monitor your calories and do it, like, there are benefits. But I run across this guy, Carnivore MD, uh-huh, a board-certified doctor, which these days don't really mean anything.
Sure don't.
But he goes into grocery stores, and he'll take, like, a vegetable a day, and he'll be like his shirt always says, kale is bullshit. I like it. And, like, so his thing is all plants – it's built in to them, like there's a predatory response. Like you don't want something to eat you, right? Like there's something that's supposed to protect them. So they give off something, whatever. And like there's something in almost all vegetables that's bad for you. Like if you eat in ad nauseum, like he talks about tomatoes, like nightshades are, you know, they're very acidic by nature, which is, you know, true, and like if you eat too much of it, you know, you have problems, whatever. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't know if this guy's a real doctor.
This sounds like bullshit.
But and that's what he says about everything. So all he eats is like Liver King. Oh my God, guys, if you've not seen Liver King on any of your social medias, this dude is first of all, he's juiced out of his gourd. And he talks about being all natural. Listen.
But juiced out of his gourd.
But he is juiced out of his gourd. Like crazy. Nobody looks like that eating liver and testicles. And that's what he eats.
Liver and testicles.
He talks about having a salad and it's His salad is pork rinds.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
that's not a salad.
That's what he calls a salad. So I mean, there's so many fruitcakes out there.
But and that's the thing, like it all comes down to calories in, calories out. Like
yeah.
I don't know. So I don't know.
All that to say,
like, you can't tell me like kale is bad for you. You can find something bad about everything.
True.
I could tell you that meat is bad for you. Like we could turn that table. So like
yeah.
I think when you take that stance,
the majority of like fitness influencers or whatever gravitate to what helped them the most.
Sure.
And then that's the Rob Wolf, who wrote the keto book,
sure,
which a lot of people refer to as the keto Bible. He's like, I never intended this to be like an absolute lie. This is what helped me. This is what I know.
But my red flag for anybody is when, like, you can say what helps you and leave it at that. Like, yeah, this is what's good for me. But the minute you start jumping on the bandwagon of attacking other things, then it's a red flag.
Yeah.
You've got some insecurities going. And if you have to, like, convince other people how bad everything else is in order to believe you, you're hiding something or you're insecure about something.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to follow that.
Yeah, that's why I love Mark Bell. Promotes like 10-minute walks.
Yeah.
You know, walk for 10 minutes.
He's all on my movement stuff right now.
Yeah, he's partnered with the knees over toes guy.
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah, like he's a little annoying though too.
No,
not knees over toe guy.
Well, he's...
Mark Bell is a lot.
Oh, yeah, Mark... Like, if you go... I first got introduced to Mark Bell on Bigger, Stronger, Faster. When he's almost 400 pounds, again, juiced to the gills on steroids.
Nobody likes a reformed whore. I'm just going to say.
No, he's still on steroids. But
just be who you are and don't be preachy. Yeah. I'm not going to deal with you preachy. I got on a live last night. I never do TikTok lives. And I got on last night for the Galveston diet girl. And a doctor, she's a doctor.
Is she preachy?
She's not preachy. She is more preachy toward the medical community for their lack of understanding, education of like women's health in perimenopausal, menopausal women. Like the general stance is it's just a way of life. It's just natural. Everybody does it, slap you on the ass and like let you go. Mm-hmm. So she, through her own experiences, kind of like said that no, like surely not. Like it is natural. There's a lot of things that are natural, but the one thing, you know, people are like, oh, women have been doing this their whole lives. Actually, they haven't. Because women weren't living until their 50s, you know?
Well, they didn't make it that long.
Right. So there is a lot to it that, like, you need to understand and try to understand. So she's done a lot of work on that, and she refocuses, like, a woman's body that can't do the same things that it was doing.
Right.
Nutritionally when it was, like, 20 and 30 years old. So I listen to her and hear what she says. So her stuff is more, when she gets preachy, she is more preachy toward other diets. She doesn't, you know, bitch about other diets. She's just saying like, here are some studies for, and understands and kind of qualifies that. So she comes across a little bit. And as a woman who is, you know, of a certain age but she's also super skinny, but she'll say that. She's like, I don't have like, here is what the study says. I don't have that problem.
Yeah.
And so talking about like visceral fat and all that shit, but has me like researching probiotics, like
yeah, like it all just boils down to if you.
But I like as much as I want to lose weight, I do want to feel healthier,
right?
So I go to my doctor, my wellness visit, and I'm like, I don't feel like myself anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like myself, and she's like, well, what if you need anything, let me know. I'm like, I don't feel like myself. I am exhausted all the time. I'm not sleeping.
And where did
good.
That lead us to last night, Abigail?
I got my same anxiety meds. Turned down a script for Adipex, but damn it, I got to sleep. apnea test, a sleep study.
Which
this is what I want to say.
Abby's had a CPAP before.
I had mild apnea, but it was a long time ago.
I revel in the fact that I passed that test.
I bet you wouldn't now.
But I would.
I bet you wouldn't. I sleep with you.
Listen.
You wake up a lot in the night.
Because I have to piss.
But you also move a lot.
Yeah.
You have to be awake while you're doing that.
I don't think that me stopping breathing. Abigail.
I don't stop breathing. I'm still breathing. It's just breathing loudly with noise. And not all the time because my snore report does not say I snore all the time.
That's true. You don't snore all the time. You snore a lot.
I got allergies. So I
have glandular issues. So Charlie's gone. First of all, our daughter, after her big show week, which she was amazing. I will give her credit.
She was awesome.
She was awesome.
She was Ursula in her soul, man.
She went and saw Billie Eilish last night.
Yep. At the Louisville's. And they, like, she lived her best life. She got to skip school, go hang out in, like, all these little vintage shops. Like, that's my dream, is go, like, vintage, you know, I'm more vintage furniture shopping, but.
Yeah. I get a message every day from her. What do you think about, like, that looks like it goes in a trailer from 1965 in Clearfield.
And I want furniture that looks like it belongs in a trailer in Clearfield from 1965. All in my heart. I love it. And it doesn't. He is absolutely downplaying the beauty of the furniture I sent him. You're insane.
So Abby gets to go. She sleeps in Charlie's bed last night.
So like the sleep study was tricky. I get it on Wednesday. And, you know, we have been so tired. Like I've been closing down at 8 o'clock.
Last night, it's 5:30. Harlan's running around. I'm sitting in our living room. I'm looking at the TV, the front door, the dining room, everything's behind me. Abby's in a place where she can see it. Our front door opens. Harlan goes outside. I look over. Abby's asleep. Like, we're talking.
I just need
45 seconds after she said her last word.
My eyes.
Narcolepsy sets in.
I can fall asleep.
And I'm like, hey, instantly. He just went out the door.
I'm like, who? What?
What day is it?
But Gary can't turn his neck, so it's not like he can. Like,
I have no mobility.
He has no mobility in that neck, so I had to get up. But which probably is like a sign of sleep apnea. But I've been tired. So anyway. We finally, like, we have to be strategic about this because I don't want to do the sleep study and it get totally screwed up.
Meanwhile, I'm getting mean texts from Novosom like, hey, we've not had any data reported. I'm like, well, no shit, still in the box.
So I open it and I'm like, oh, oops.
Yeah, you've got it's 20 days.
Yeah, you're supposed to like
$1,500.
Like, you have to do it within 2 days and then they'll start charging you. And I'm like, oh, hell. So first off, my anxiety has rocketed at that moment. I'm like, I got to get to sleep now. Then I read, it's like, you got to charge this thing. It may take up to 3 hours. I was like, it's 10 o'clock at night. I can't stay up that late. We can't do this another night. Oh, my God. And then Gary gets a little, like, tisky with me because I'm like, this costs $1,500. I don't explain that, like, it basically has to go missing before they'll charge you $1,500. I, of course, jump to worst case scenario. Immediately, the world is burning. So I sleep in Charlie's bed. Spoiler alert, that is just the worst mattress in our home.
And the bacteria and...
Shut up, ew.
Bed bugs.
It's not that bad. So I make it through the night. Like, I barely squeak, like, get to 6 a.m., which is pretty solid for me.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast,
and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Again, I'm going to go back to sleep. I had to go to the bathroom. I was like, well, I think I'm awake now. And then Harlan gets up. I was like, I am definitely awake now. But you have to charge it. You have to plug it back in for it to receive the data. So I guess they got my data. I have no idea.
They've not said they haven't.
Well, I called and they're not open today. So that's a wild. I was like, this is kind of a wild industry. You just mail little devices and tubes off to people. So I look like a crazy person who's like busted out of jail with her oxygen mask on, run into the Speedway for cigarettes as I'm all hooked up, ready to go for this. But I was like worried, like if Harlan came in the middle of the night, he tangles up in those cords as he like wallers on me and like chokes me to death. That's a really crappy way to go. Then Gary in his grieving forgets to mail out the machine and we're like $1,500 down.
What am I grieving about?
When I die because Harlan choked me in my sleep.
You look like a COVID patient all hooked up there.
I already said that. You're
about to put a ventilator on.
Whatever. You know, my Pappy Duke used to take his oxygen cords. I had this like weird memory recap. I think I've said this before, but I forgot about it.
Core memory unlocked.
He took those. I guess you like can't use them forever. Like right. You gotta like recycle them after so long. And he put them in his garden. And he like grew green beans on him like a trellis.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Pretty sure I remember that right. Something grew on him. Maybe it was just regular vines. I don't know. But I like something grew on those things.
If you know us, then you, I would assume you, at least one of the two of us, we're friends on social media.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe not.
Or if you're not, it's a good chance maybe you saw some, you see some stuff that Abby does because they get a lot of shares. Not as many shares as her post. She got all political this week.
I didn't get all political.
It was pretty political.
It's not all political.
I mean, it was based on politics.
Okay. It was based on...
Yeah. So there's incorrect house, like thinking. School choice, cutting up the funds for charter schools or private schools, which I'm all for if I'm creating it for profit.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
Like, I'm not for certain that... That if it does pass, that we won't benefit because I'll start my own school.
It's not happening.
But it will it not?
It's not happening.
I've already got people on board.
No, it's not happening.
So anyway, Abby puts out an amazing post about what the cons of this bill are.
House Bill 9.
Yeah.
So in Kentucky, they want to essentially, it's like, it would allow the school budget, which is like X amount of dollars for our state, charter schools can come in and start like dipping into that. And it's not like they get extra money. We're creating like school choice in and of itself, like fine. If you want to take your kid to a private school, fine. That's amazing. Go. If you want to homeschool your kids, I support you. Like 100% support that. There have been times that, you know, I have even had thoughts. It's scary, I think, for me with Harlan not knowing where we're going, not knowing what, you know, life is going to be like for him in a few years, saying, is he built for public school? Because at no point do I deny ever that public school has all the answers. We are flawed. There is a crack in the house, a crack in the foundation. But I believe in public school and I believe in what it does. And it's, you know, I read today, The Atlantic had a great article about it. Like just the whole heart behind, you know, public school started because of the whole common school idea started because of like building good citizens. What the fuck is wrong with that? You know?
So what I learned, my very first lesson was the role of the school is to create an informed voter.
That's it. That was it.
To complete the democratic to be able to function in the system of government, you know.
Yeah, there was no college career readiness.
Yeah.
Ever. And a lot of the decisions that are made about how our schools are now are not coming from educators, are not coming from the people, boots on the ground, who believe in this system, who have philosophies and their heart and soul poured into this. These philosophies are coming from people who are lining their pockets on bullshit that they want to pump into the school, like standardized testing and whatever else that they can, textbooks.
Well, listen, we all know.
So stop for
a minute. No. Hospitals, schools, churches all have, on the surface, a great mission. At the end of the day, they're all businesses. Now, is that the way it should be? No.
I don't like the comparison. I've said this once, I've said it again. I don't like the comparison of a school being a business in the analogy that, like, parents and community members are our customers. Because I think that puts...
No, you're the product.
Because I think the kid becomes the product at that point, because they become their test scores become our bottom line. If you want to carry that metaphor all the way through, and that's bullshit, because kids are not a product. A product is a blueberry that I can go tell the company that, hey, guess what? I don't like that blueberry because it doesn't fit my standards. Don't give me that blueberry.
That's a not tasty blueberry.
I get all the blueberries, all of them, every single one of them. The mushy ones, the ones that are rotten, the ones that were not raised organically, the ones that were raised organically, the ones that don't know where they were raised. We get all of them. So that's bullshit to make that comparison to the customer and all that stuff. So anyway, hold up.
But you were right that it's more about the money part of it. Because
I agree. That's where it goes wrong. Right. That's where it goes wrong.
Listen, the government.
You always interrupt me.
I'm not interrupting you. I'm trying to make a point. I know you're passionate about this, but this is the facts of it. No.
Passion and facts are not separate ideas.
The people involved in public schools have no control over what happens. Like, sure, the principals can set curriculum and discipline and try to hire good teachers and stuff, but all the funding and all the rules come from people who are not in education.
Yes, I was saying this, but I got interrupted, but you have a penis, therefore it sounds better if it comes out of your mouth, I guess.
What if it came out of my penis? That'd be great.
You're an idiot. So thank you for mansplaining that, actually.
I'm just saying, like...
I was getting there, but you literally interrupted me to say it.
At some point, you got to realize, like, I can only control what I can control.
I agree. So... I was fully aware of making this point, but again, you interrupted me. So we do have a crack in the system. There are things that we are doing that are utterly wrong, that drive me crazy, that I can't even stomach sometimes, but it's not because, I've had to research a lot about schedules and the bullshit rules behind, like, how long a lunch can be is asinine.
How long is a lunch? 26 minutes.
It's somewhere, it averages there. By the way, you want to reduce school food waste, make lunch longer. That's just one of the things. And that's a very low on the totem pole priority byproduct of the bigger issue is, like, our kids need downtime. Our kids need longer lunches for just a million different reasons, mental and physical health. But anyway, I digress. So, but there are rules about that. There are rules and you have to uphold that. But that is not a doctor or a teacher or a parent making that decision. But when you go and vote for some of this bullshit, like, pay attention to who's getting to make those decisions. Ask yourself who is at the table. And when you're voting,
who's lying in their pockets?
Exactly. Follow the money. Bottom line. So we have a huge crack in our foundation. It's been growing. It's been breaking into multiple little side cracks. And what House Bill 9 is saying is, oh, you know what you can do? Instead of having the contractors and the budget that we had set aside to fix that crack, like, to pour into that crack and all those other cracks, can we just go borrow, like, all your contractors over here and the money and go over here and just build something else? Screw your crack. To something that is essentially needs to be fixed. So right. Fix it. Quit saying that you can build something. That is such an American mindset of, like, we'll just go build something else and it's going to be better. No. Read about the other charter schools and the school choice. They are shit shows because of, I understand there is this want for no government oversight, but at the same time, go to a charter school where nobody's telling you the attendance policies. And then people are, all kinds of people are taking money. There's no control over where that money's going. And, you know.
Sounds like my kind of school.
I hate you.
Ripe for corruption.
We're not in the, we don't
Billy
do
needs an A. Daddy needs an oil change.
That's so weird. See, and that's the problem. You can't afford an oil change because you work at a charter school and they can pay you $10,000.
No. The people that work at the charter school ain't going to make no money. The people who own the charter school make all the money.
You're going to own a charter school.
Yeah, okay. I ain't.
This is never happening under no circumstances. So live your little dream. And anyway, back in reality land.
I can say as a student in a public institution.
Because you definitely know exactly what it's like. Keep going.
As a student, I do.
Okay.
I'd be an amazing, like, online teacher. Amazing. Although I do have a bone to pick with one of my instructors. Like, I'm coming off spring break. I didn't get to do shit on my spring break. I wasn't exactly in beat shape. But so we get an email. Our midterm grades are out. So I'm like, all right, cool. I was like, I mean, I know what I got. So I look, because it's official on your transcript, like these are your midterm grades. And in my English class, I've got a B. I'm like, what the fuck did I miss something? Like, I've done everything I'm supposed to do. I look, so I go to my course.
Scholars dropping down.
I go to my course. Mm-hmm. I look at the grade book.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 99% in that class. I'm like, this son of a bitch didn't even look. He's just like, everybody gets a B. Which I can't be mad at because that's how I am. I'd be like,
humbled the hell out of
you. You know? So.
All right. Whatever. Grades don't mean anything anyway.
So they ask Abby if she wanted to write a letter to the editor, or use that, her post, as a letter to the editor.
I forgot to do that. I've not had time. Find somebody that's time. Somebody can
just copy and paste it into a letter.
It doesn't make any sense if you don't have any context to it. Like, I was clearly putting that on a social media format because people were having that conversation at the time. The exigence was accurate for that moment.
You use it for positive. Social media is, like, ripe with so much dumbness in general.
I don't disagree. I don't know why you're, like, bitching at me for this.
I'm not. I'm saying you use it for that. I'm looking at dumb shit. Like,
we know.
Fuck, we've...
So is that your fault?
I think it makes me just an easier, like, my blood pressure is lower because I ain't, like, I go to work, like, oh, Ukraine, gas prices. Like, man, that shit's crazy. You seen this meme?
My favorite meme about all the inflation and everything else happening is, like, how do you stay so calm during all this? Like, man, I'm old poor. Yeah. Instead of, like, old money, I'm old poor. I'm like, we've been living this life forever.
It's, you know, like, everybody's all tore up about inflation.
But I could see your workplace getting all.
Yeah, I mean, and it is like it. You feel it when you go to the grocery store. Like one of the memes that I had is, it says this new dollar bill looks amazing, and it's a $10 bill.
Yeah,
and like, which is true. And like, I went today to get chicken tenders for Harlan. I got the last bag of chicken tenders. Like, I'm like, what? Is there a run on chicken tenders? Shit.
No, you were shopping on a Saturday, man. Like, that's your problem. Like, that's not.
Abby, I'm in Kroger 5 times a week. Trust me, no, I know the levels.
But I will say, like, I was in Walmart the other night. God. Oh, before the ACT, trying to get a couple things for kids on Monday night. Or was that Monday? Hell, I don't know. Anyway, I was getting some stuff, and nope, it was a different night. And they had tons of, like, product out getting ready to shelf it because it was almost time for it to close. I was like, oh. Went and got my creamer that I'm always out of and all this. And I was like, oh, this is the night to go. So I think our weekend, we got to reschedule that.
No, I just think it needs to be available all the time.
I don't think that's possible, and I think that's
well. When I start my own grocery store,
oh, we're gonna do that now. Now you're gonna.
I was telling Abby today, I was like, maybe I'll get another job, like, you know, because we've talked about vacations and some other trips and like, you know, the cost of gas has went up. Everything's gone up except my paycheck.
I need to get gas. I've not got gas in a while.
So, I was like, you know, I've always wanted to work in retail at Kroger.
Gary, would you sneak me discarded food home?
Absolutely not.
If it was still on the good.
I don't believe in it.
You're so dumb. There's nothing wrong. It's completely encased in its packaging. It's just put in another spot that's called a dumpster. So that.
Which indicates it's trash.
There was a dumpster in this movie. There is a dumpster. The only thing in this dumpster, in this container, let's call it a container. Mm-hmm. The only thing in it.
That the trash truck comes and dumps in.
Yeah, right, No. Nothing's dumped in. It is completely full. He lifts the lid and is to the brim, over the brim, full of hummus that still had 3 weeks on its discard date. He looks it up. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just...
Listen, when the apocalypse hits, I'm down for this. Take notes. We'll do that. But we ain't there yet.
There's all kinds of preppers on my TikTok right now. Real weird.
You go... So last night, you were talking about your lady in the menopause.
Uh-huh.
I'm just scrolling. There's a lady talking about taking female Viagra.
What?
So I was like, I'm in. So she's like, she gets it from her doctor. It's a shot.
Why is that on your algorithm?
Who's to say? Like, I don't know. So.
Okay.
Have you ever done, like, you scroll through, then you look when it was posted, it was like 3 weeks ago. I was like, why is this just, anyway. It was like a 4-part series. So I'm in. I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch this. So she talks about being, she was our age. She'd been married for 20 years. Like, she had kids, whatever. She's trying to spice up her life. Cool. She talks to her doctor. They give her the shot. So she's like, today's the day. So she takes the shot, whatever. Like, the first 30 minutes, her face gets blood red. I was like, oh, she's going to die. She's like, I'm a little flush and my heart's beating real fast. I was like, shit, they done gave you crack. You shot crack. And then she's like,
wait, is she in a doctor's office when this is going on?
No, she's already got it. Like, she, like, it's at, like, you give yourself a shot.
Nope, not so, after that. No, thank you.
But so she's like, that subsided. And then I felt normal. And shit, then I felt good.
Is this like approved or is she like a test subject?
No, she got, so let me finish.
Oh, I will let you finish instead of interrupting you like you do me. And then like, hold up, me, facts. Continue, please. I'm invested.
I love you.
I love you.
She takes it. It works. So that, I guess because it got a lot of attention, that's why it's getting pumped through the feed or whatever. So she calls the manufacturer. She talks to the CEO and he's like, you know, is it safe for... people have gone through menopause. Yes. Is it safe for, like, basically the only thing it wasn't safe for is people with high blood pressure.
Which is women who've gone through menopause.
And they went through the cost and all this stuff. She's like, I'm trying to get a discount code. She's like, but I just, like, they were super nice and talked to me about all this stuff. So she clears all this stuff up. And I was like, female Viagra.
Are you going to take some?
I don't have a vagina. I don't. I always wondered, like, if guys took my doll, like, if it got confused. And I'm like, wait.
No, what is wrong with you?
I was young, okay? Like, I didn't know. Like, you take something for
it's
your...
It's actually great. Like, there's a TikTok where this big burly man's like, y'all, they've been lying to us. He's like, I had to take this my doll. It is great. I feel wonderful. He had a headache, and he took the my doll. It's got, like, the caffeine in it.
Does it?
Yeah. There's a kid had a headache the other day, and a girl
gave him some Tylenol.
He's like, I'm not taking that. She was like, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm like, there's really nothing wrong with it, man.
You know, we don't watch, like, we don't get commercials very often, unless it's like on YouTube or something, but our YouTube and homes, all kid stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of Disney World right now. Also, mm-hmm. let me pause here.
Okay.
You know how you forget about things and they come back and you're like, did I do that? And you're like, oh, yeah, I did do that.
Wait.
Like, maybe you sign up for something, you don't get immediate response, and it goes for like a year. Then you're
you
like,
just
oh.
described my entire adult life.
Okay. So,
also, this is you. Continue.
Yes. So, at some point in the last 12 months,
shit.
Like last summer. Me and Charlie were going to go to Orlando.
Okay. You did go to Orlando.
Before we went to Orlando. Okay. I was like, you know what I could do? I could be a travel agent. I could be one of these people who set up these vacations. One.
You have never told me this.
I did it in the middle, like on a whim. Like I just signed this informational thing, whatever. Never heard, never thought no more about it. Until I'm at the gym tonight. This email comes in. I'm serious. This email comes in at 7:16 p.m. Are you ready to start your adventure? I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I would never in 1,000 years open an email that says, are you ready to start your adventure? Well, you said, are getting ready to get onto a porn site.
No. This is the company I talked to. This is the company I signed up on. So the title is all the information you need to join the team. Step one. I was like, what team? Did I sign up for something? So I look, and it's this. It's the company that I looked into. It's like, hello, my name is Carol Beth Scott, and I would personally like to invite you to our team. We're bringing quality people on board, and I think you're one of those people. I think one of those people could be you. You're receiving this email because you let us know you're interested in joining our team. If you're no longer interested, throw it away. He said, this is the first of five emails you've received. Each step is to apply for this. And I was like, what the fuck? And I kept reading. I was like, oh, shit, I did do that.
You're so weird. I love it.
And I'm like, oh, man, do I still want to do this? I was like, you know, Harlem don't want to go to Disney World, so let's just see what this is about.
Gary, I want to live in a world where people come to you for happy, magical travel advice.
Listen.
And you would be the most blunt person, like, no, you don't want to go there. That fuck sucks.
Like, I feel as well versed as any of these travel agents in
I don't doubt that. And you have a knack for sorting through information in a way that I do not understand. I can't.
How so?
Like
what kind of information?
Like boring numbers and stuff. Oh. Like I can't even, like I'm still trying to figure out how many days ago I was supposed to take that thing. Cause it's like, take this within 2 days. I'm like 2 days of receiving it or 2 days after that. Like that stuff gets, I overanalyze that stuff. Whereas you can process numbers and understand like a package for something, like what would the best deal be? And that just doesn't, I don't have that fine mentality for details.
Listen, I've been,
I would get really, I could get into the emotional, nostalgic value of something, but could never relate to people.
Listen, I went on the whole, I've never been to Disney and I only want to go to Disney because Harlan wants to go to Disney. But I'm super invested in this don't say gay thing that this law Florida's in and the controversy with Disney.
Like, oh, what's going on there?
They're not. So like so many Disney employees are LGBTQ.
Sure.
And they've been basically silent.
It's a huge.
So they put out a statement like basically Disney speaks for itself and, you know, we're going to continue to make this. Right. Turns out they fund like all the people that are.
Of course they do.
So there, all this pressure is on Chapek, who's the CEO, right? So he makes a statement.
Same guy that resigned right before the pandemic or during the pandemic, or is this a new guy?
He's the new guy.
Okay.
So he's like, I had a great conversation with Governor DeSantis about all this stuff.
Oh, I'm sure.
The governor's office puts out a response. The CEO of Disney called the governor's office. He did not take that call.
He lied.
I'm like, well, somebody's lying. Somebody here's lying. But I'm like, oh, and the Disney people are buck wild. Like, they're all.
I'm going to have to look this up. Where are you seeing this stuff at?
Mostly Twitter, but like, if you just Google, like, don't say gay Disney, like, you'll get all.
We're not going to Disney anytime soon. That's ridiculous. I didn't realize that was happening.
Yeah.
So, interesting. Nice. I love it.
And then you've got Universal, who's like, mom.
Really?
But, yeah, but they have, like, and I didn't.
There's no but to that, though. There's no but. Take a stand. If you don't take a stand, you're being silent on something. Like, being silent is bullshit.
I think they're.
It's complicit. That's what I mean to say.
Just letting the politics play out. But in Universal Park, I didn't know this, but they, in this, all this, like, I'm looking at the back and forth, they have a huge memorial to the Pulse nightclub. With all the team members from Universal that died there. There's like 17 of them that died in that shooting.
Where's that memorial at?
It's like in the back by Spring, like between Springfield and.
I feel like we would have seen it.
Yeah, if you didn't know it was there, you'd have to go specifically to there. But like,
of course, don't put it up by the Universal logo.
I mean, theming wise, you know, but it, I mean, it's, people know it's there. Like, sure. They leave flowers there and all kinds of stuff. So it's, I don't know.
Wild.
But that, yeah, so that's my alter ego side of like.
You're going to be a travel
agent.
Like,
I went to the gym tonight I was like, I'm going to do an hour's worth of cardio. Like, I'm just trying to get my blood flowing.
It felt good.
An hour's worth of cardio. I listened to an episode of Annual Pass.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where, like, I don't know how I disconnect from all the other stuff. But they had a guy who developed scents for theme parks and attractions.
Smells? Aroma?
Yeah, that's what scents means.
Well, the way you say it, it could be scents like, never mind. Aroma would have been a more appropriate
one. Aroma, yeah. And he's a British guy, and like he talks about how he got into it. Like, they don't do it just for, they do it for museums, escape rooms, all this stuff. And he talks about as a kid where he lives in England, there was like this attraction that you would go through. It was like the history of their town. And when you went through this one, it was during the plague. He said there was this like death smell. Oh, he said it stuck with him forever. He's like, but like any, if you ask anybody that lived in that town, never been there, they know that smell. Like they, how you're, how.
Scent is the most, is the strongest memory. Shit. It can take you to a memory faster than.
And they talk about that. Yeah. Like you. You know, he can't talk about the jobs he's done in America because he's like, but he talks about like the smells they've created, and he sends them a package of smells, right? Uh-huh. So there's 8 smells, half of them are good. Like there's an orange blossom smell, and then there's like a puke smell, and like they're like, where would, he's like, when it gets to Halloween, that's when all the bad smells come out. That's when we're like cranking out. They talk about how attractions like run smells.
That's cool. So
I'm like, who in the fuck would have ever thought that that's a, and that's Jeff, the guy who's not the theme park nerd on the podcast. It'd be like if me and you had a theme park podcast, and I'm the host that loves the theme parks, and you're just along for the ride humoring me.
Oh, so basically our relationship.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And like he's like, what about a hot dog smell? But it was like,
have you ever had that moment though? I get it a lot. I'll get a smell and you can't quite like place, like you have no idea. Like it hits you and you realize what it smells like. And you're like, I didn't even realize that was like in my brain. That smell was.
No, but there's smells that I like growing up. I remember riding the log flume at Camden Park with my family. That was always the one thing when we went, we rode the fucking water ride.
Aww.
And as a family in the law, like, you know what I mean? Like, and it wasn't even, looking back, it wasn't that. But when we went to Universal, when we rode the dress, like, it's the same thing.
Was it?
Yeah. And what they do, fun fact, now that I'm
an
aromatologist, is they don't use chlorine in those type of rides.
What is it?
Because it would smell like a swim. It's starts with a B. I forget what it is.
Bath salts.
No, but it. I don't know. But like, but they use it so that like it doesn't smell as fresh, and also it kind of smells like moldy.
Yeah.
But it's not. I mean, it's
not bad mold.
Yeah.
I mean, the smell of blacktop immediately will take me to elementary school in the summers when like we were going in before school started. My mom would have to go in a little bit before school started.
When they would like coat the parking lot before.
They'd cut the parking lot. They'd also do shit on the roof, I think.
Yeah.
At Mort Elementary.
Same kind of thing, like at the tar.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was such a strong pungent smell. Like I'd get a headache from it and it's hot out. But every time I smell blacktop, that's what I think of, is that I'm in third grade. It's summertime. I'm at Moorhead Elementary.
And when you think summer, you think fresh cut grass. Like there's a whole
right
associated with
dead worms. Anytime it rains and there's a lot of worms on the ground,
yeah.
I think of going to track practice in high school and all the dead worms out on the track all the time. Like that's a very distinct smell. But an auditorium. I took kids back there when I was an adult when I did riding camp and I walked into Button Auditorium. And it just has, it's a smell that is only, just it's Button Auditorium. And instantly I was like, oh my God. Like all this summer, I would spend summers there doing community theater.
Yeah.
And that was just a wild. And then would be in Button for like different like orientation, like a lot of really wild moments in life. So
There's I get it. Yeah.
So I do think that's interesting that smell can be that emotional for you.
It connects a lot of things.
There's a lot.
What like, about a bad smell? Smell it like make you sick if you smell it.
Not a lot.
Sauerkraut.
I love sauerkraut. I eat sauerkraut.
I mean, it would.
I eat sauerkraut here. You don't get sick.
I don't smell it. We've never sat down at the table and you've had sauerkraut on something and I've been like, oh, no, like.
I don't know.
Charlie, like I made an old school tuna and Miracle Whip. Charlie's like, oh, it smells so bad.
You did kiss me right after you ate it. And I was like, ooh, it's distinct.
What was her name?
What's wrong with you? The fuck is wrong with you? You are not a normal person.
I am.
Not at all.
I try to be.
Do you, though?
I try to blend in.
This is you trying?
I don't know. Wait,
my co-teacher and I were talking about salmon patties the other day. I was like, damn, I really want a salmon patty or a tuna patty.
Same thing the other day. Like, we were talking about salmon, and my mama would make salmon patties. That's the only place I ever had.
You got to use, like, canned salmon.
It's got to be, like, junk-ass salmon. Like you going and getting a...
Out the can. It all goes back to this show we're watching, and she's like, there's this place out in Jayville that sells, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know where they're getting it. I think it's a Mennonite family, and they're getting, like, boxes. You never know what you're going to get. And so she's like, I found salmon. It was less than $1 a can for the big cans. I was like, oh, which if you buy it, like, that's good. That's a good price. So she was like, she bought 20 cans. She was like, it still had a great date by it.
Yeah. But mackerel. You know people buy mackerel?
Oh, Pappy do all the time.
Would like, buy I can visualize a can of mackerel right now.
Yeah. When we went to Mamaw Jib's house, and we lived there for a while, Mamaw Jib Pappy Duke's house, I don't know if you remember, like, I cleaned out that's a lot. There's like a little cabinet above the washing machine. I was like, Pappy Duke loves to shop at Big Lots. It'd be like the most random shit, like salmon or mackerel or random stuff. And you're like, well, this stuff is 7 years old. It's time to put that out.
Craig, but, open that bitch up.
Throw that out. Like. But yeah, salmon patties. I think I could make them.
Put them in the air fryer.
Oh, that'd be good. That'd be good. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect.
I don't know. Yeah, some of that.
Oh, sorry. Bourbon is, honestly, I started drinking bourbon because I didn't start drinking it, but it's like the alcohol I knew. I did the Boone's Farm thing just because that's like what was available to you when you were definitely 21 years old and drinking. Like those drinks, but bourbon was like the drink that, sorry, I was checking the group text to see if they were actually advising intelligent things to talk about. It is not intelligent.
Did they say something?
Yeah. So bourbon was a scent for me that was very strong. Specifically, bourbon, Diet Pepsi. That's what my dad drank.
Yeah.
That mix.
I'm going to go a different route.
All right.
There is a very aphrodisiac effect when I kiss you and you have bourbon on your breath.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. It
usually means I'm getting lucky, kid.
That's not. How dare you?
9 out of 10 times.
Not true. Anyway, that's weird. That's a weird. You never told me that before.
Yeah, like I have a core, like that's a.
That's a core memory. Tingle lips.
Yeah.
Did I invent tingle lips? Did I invent that? that phrasing.
Maybe in. You brought that to Moorhead.
I brought that. I feel like tingle lips is my thing that I actually like.
It is a state of mind.
It is. But you got, it's like hard to maintain.
Yeah, like you too much and.
Tingle lips.
So I got drunk down here like 2 weeks ago, I guess.
Mm-hmm. We're podcasting. Accidentally.
I don't accidentally ever get drunk. I said, like we drank half a bottle of Maker's Mark during this podcast.
I am not. Who has? That's yours, and that was already drank.
No,
that had the forgot to tell you this. Sorry, side note. That had the little Maker's Mark sweater on it today, uh-huh. And Harlan calls it Buddy. I didn't know what he was saying, but he was going to it like Buddy the Elf. I just thought he was like getting ready to like knock over our entire bourbon shelf. And I'm like, oh, you want the sweater? He was like, Buddy the Elf. And I was like, well, here, let me take it off and let you play with it. Go put it on your doll. He tried to put it on. He was trying to pull the sweater over his head. It was so cute. We have sweaters. Like, Maker's Mark makes sweaters for your bottle. They are tiny. Like, they'd fit on a tiny doll.
Yeah.
I mean, they fit on a Maker's Mark bottle.
Yeah, they fit like they're Harlan, not ever going to fit on a person.
Harlan, who is the thickest child on the face of the earth. Ew, quit. Was trying to put it over him today. It was adorable.
Oh, it is pretty cute.
He's dumb. He's dumb as hell.
Ah, he's not dumb.
Oh, babe. Except he's got you figured out. For sure.
I'm not hard to figure. I'm very simple.
He's like, timer, please.
But I will say, when I said time's up, what'd he do?
He did. He gave you the phone.
Handed it right over. See, I got mind control over these kids.
The hell. You have no mind control. You don't have mind control over you.
That's true. I'm working on it, though.
We are. We're chipping like, away.
I don't know. We've talked about, like, when you think about your own mortality and all that stuff, and I know that's something you try to avoid, but every day I'm thinking, like, you know what? Tomorrow might be the day.
What? Are you talking, like, unaliving yourself or, like, it being the day? What?
Yeah, like, you never know when you're going to go.
Oh, you're not talking about, like, intentionally unaliving yourself.
No. Okay. Why are you saying unaliving yourself?
Because you're not supposed to do that. It's a TikTok thing. You can't say suicide on TikTok.
Yeah, you can't. It's censored.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, be the big one, Ethel.
What is wrong with you?
You never know. Like, you gotta stay ready. Fight off the Grim Reaper.
Will you, like, write down all of our passwords? I need you to make, like, a booklet for me.
I'm going to record a video. Like Michael Scott.
I texted Emily, and I was like, hey, man, if I go doing this sleep study because I've choked myself to death with this cord, you know what to do. She's like, I will mail it back, and I'm cleaning your house before anybody gets in there. I was like, that's my girl.
And she's cooking me some breakfast.
No, she's not. That's not happening.
Damn it, Emily.
But that's the deal. Like, you gotta have people are gonna come by and check on y'all. Make sure you know where socks are. Somebody has to lay out Harlan's clothes every morning.
That's not true.
The
only reason I don't pick out his clothes is because you bitch at me about what I'm putting
in. That sounds like a really convenient thing to say for somebody who doesn't know how to pick out clothes.
I don't even match my own clothes.
That's a very good point. Solid.
To be fair, I wear shorts all year round.
Yes, you do. That's weird.
I was at Kroger today. I saw Jason Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I said, man, he's like, what are you doing? I was like, man, try to beat this cold. He's like, you're wearing shorts. I was like, always.
All the time.
You see me wearing pants, good chance somebody's died.
That's so
funny. Or I got a job interview.
Somebody's coming to the office.
Yeah, somebody in an official capacity is coming to check me out. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, a little clanky clank. All right. Well, I'm glad we got to do this. Didn't take it. Happy birthday to my cousin Adam.
Happy birthday, Adam.
Today he's 40.
When you're 41, Adam, you get to take a sleep study on your birthday.
He may need to take something about his hair. He's losing his hair. That's not.
Why are you going to call somebody out?
That's on the L. That's on the L side. That ain't on the Thomas side.
The hell.
Thomas is keep her hair, and my hair is thin. The fuck, I'm getting thin. This is thicker than a snicker right now. You know it is.
It's getting a little white. Get a little white.
Well, I ain't saying about the color. His beard's rocking though. So Adam, if you're listening, I miss that fucker.
Aww.
Like, we grew up together, you know?
I know.
And I'm glad as an adult, like, we've done major things together. I got to hang out.
Yeah. That's.
I would love to get him on the podcast, get him a little drunk, and just go. Like, I don't think. Like, just let it rip, tater chip.
Oh, my God. Oh, that would be wild.
It'd be great. So.
Mandela effect.
Maybe,
go.
Maybe one, if we ever get to see him again. See him about once a year.
You'll see him again. Don't if I ever get to see him again like that. You
it's
could say
been
when
a long day.
that you say you when. When. Think positively,
tell
man.
Tell you all about it when I see you again. Oh.
You are the reason our kid is the way she is. And you act like you hate it.
Just she needs a little slap in her.
She doesn't. You need to get over yourself. And that's just, that is facts.
Listen, if you've made it an hour and a half into this, I know it's going so fast. You got so passionate about things.
Got interrupted about things is what
who
happened.
Who interrupted you?
You being a typical
does
male.
Does not sound like me.
100%.
Why's it got to be a male?
Because that's actually, I can just do the research. Women get interrupted by males in corporate and other settings all the time. Y'all think you all got something to contribute to the conversation. And just to interrupt me to say what the hell I was trying to say to begin with.
I just wanted to make sure you knew what you're talking about.
Shut the hell up. On my own, I don't interrupt you on your amusement park stuff. But the one thing that I actually can talk about at length, you trying to tell
do you
me.
Want, do you? I'll mute my mic. You go. You want to say some closing words about it?
No.
I'm just saying I'll give you that freedom. I'm not. I don't want to interrupt. I'm being honest.
It's out for of, another it's awkward. Time. It's out of the moment. I didn't realize muting your mic was an option. Now I know. Can I have a remote?
Oh,
damn it.
All right. Well, listen, one last thing. If you've made it this far, we love you. And I mean that. Like, we go a week without podcasting, people still listen to old shit. I love you.
Crazy.
I think you're awesome. I think if you would take this time to go to getamazonmusic.com/close enough, you get a free month. It's Women's History Month, right?
Mm-hmm. I was on my Amazon today. Downloaded some new tunes for
your playlist.
My playlist at the gym. I gotta go through that thing. There's like 170 songs, and I do a lot of skipping through.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Just because you don't want to hear it no more.
Yeah. Just I'm not in the mood for it.
So you get a free month. Set your reminders to cancel it.
I don't think that's the.
I mean, if you don't, if you just want it for free, like that's all you're getting it for.
I think the point is to love it and use it and buy it.
Yeah, and but if you've got Amazon Prime, you probably already got it. So, but you can say things like, Alexa, play Close Enough podcast, and then we're going to play. You know how I know that? We've done it.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that being said, Abigail, I love you.
Gary Wayne, love you.
To everybody that's listening, I love you.
Love y'all.
And we're going to take you out with a little old school here.
It's good stuff.
Share this motherfucker if you feel so inclined. Wow. And until next week.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.